Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. And I have got one question that came to me today that I thought might just be a good topic of discussion all on its own. And that was, I was asked, what to wear with jeans? Because they are one of those staples in many of our wardrobes these days. And really, the answer is, what not to wear with jeans? It is one of those things that I was thinking, you know, they are such a versatile pair of pants. And there's really kind of no limit to what you can put with them. You can dress them down with wearing a bit of athleisure with them sort of clothes, from your sneakers or your kind of kicks, Converse, sort of those sorts of shoes, and then just with a t-shirt, or you can dress them up and you can put a crisp, you know, collared shirt on and a blazer with them, and then a, you know, funky little pair of boots. You can put a ballet flat with them, you know, and then look for a nice kind of soft chiffon-y blouse or top of some sort that might be in a floral pattern. I mean, this is where jeans are just so incredibly versatile. You really can wear anything with them. It's really up to you, your lifestyle, your personality, the occasion, your location, where you're going, all those sorts of things, how you want to present yourself. So really, if you're thinking about, well, what should I wear with jeans, or what should you wear with jeans, this would relate to all these things that you want to think about. So you want to start with, well, where am I going to? So what might be appropriate for the occasion? Do I need to dress them up? Do I need to dress them down? You know, how? What does comfort mean to me? How important is comfort? And therefore, even kind of what kind of shoes, what kind of look am I going for? How comfortable a look am I, you know, really after? Or do I want to look smarter and more professional in my jeans? So if you're wearing jeans to work, you may want to put, you know, make them more dressed up by wearing, say, a darker denim rather than a mid-denim. A darker denim always looks a bit more dressy, especially low distressing. So the more distressing you have on a pair of jeans, generally that also makes them look more casual. So thinking about what kind of style of jeans are you wearing, where you're going to. So going to work, they might be low distressing. They may be, you know, and then it might be, we'll put them with a pair of boots or a ballet flat or something like that rather than your sneakers. And then put them with either a blouse, or it could be a really nice knit top and then a blazer or something like that over the top, some sort of jacket. The more we add structure to garments, so collars and lapels, those sorts of elements of clothes that we might find on shirts and jackets, they always make something read as more professional. Versus the more we wear knits and softer clothes, the more that reads as softer and more approachable. So this is where, you know, we think about, and I've talked about this before, yin and yang, how you can start to think, well, how do I want to be perceived? What do I want to wear? How do I want it to come across? You know, who am I as a person? How do I want to express that through my clothes? I mean, there's just a million questions here that you can ask. But then you can really start to go, well, how does this work for me? And so therefore, what elements of style am I bringing together? So, you know, I could wear just a knit top and a, you know, cardigan, and it's a much more relaxed and casual look than if I was wearing even a knit top with a jacket. So just adding that jacket, because the jacket has a collar, it's made of a more structured fabric, it's made in a more structured way, that always adds that level of professionalism and, you know, it ups its level of refinement. So really, I kind of go, you know, this is a how long is a piece of string question that you could be asking. Or it could just be, you know, things like, you know, just do I want to make it a little bit more stylish? So even if you're wearing t-shirt and jeans, is the t-shirt sloppy and baggy, or is it well fitted? Has the t-shirt got any print or pattern? So often it's adding that element of interest to your outfit, whether it's adding it with an accessory such as a necklace or earrings, those sorts of things, or it's the garment has the interest built in, like having a print or a pattern that adds built-in interest. Because if you go, you know, I find that scarves and necklaces, and I don't like them, and it's the middle of summer and it's really hot and I feel uncomfortable adding extra stuff, or it just doesn't suit my personality, this is where I'd be looking for instead of buying the really plain, looking for pieces that have some sort of interest or detail built into them, so that they're, you know, creates a focal point, somewhere for the eye to stop and rest and look, and tends to create a more stylish outfit. So they're just a few little thoughts about what to wear with your jeans, because really there is no right or wrong. There is, you know, pretty much you can wear any top under the sun with your pair of jeans. If you want to, you can get your sequined bustier out and wear them with your pair of jeans if that's what you want to do. Or you can wear, you know, your old, what we call a sloppy joe, so a sweatshirt with your pair of jeans. There is no one way of doing it. So it's up to you to work out what it is you want to communicate, where you're going, what your location, your environment, and your own personal style recipe is. And having a style recipe is a great way of helping you figure these things out. And I've got lots of information on the blog about how to develop your own style recipe to help you. So please do send me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. Let me know what it is that you want to know, what your pressing style and colour questions are. And I will be back soon to chat with you more. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.